Well, folks, there's a new revolution in town and it's called Turning Point. The great right-wing group is finally here and these bad boys are going to rock the fucking house down. They're not going to cook. They're going to go balls to the wall, ethno-nationalist. The revolution is finally here. Let's check them out, everybody.
And here's to another 70 years of the world's only Jewish state and the Middle East's most liberal, open, tolerant and successful.
Oh, shit. I usually try and avoid calling people shills and controlled opposition. The reason for that is when you go down that road, you more often than not find yourself looking like a nutter. But Turning Point UK are so obviously and blatantly a group set up to mislead and misdirect people on the right, so-called right of political spectrum, that you'd be a kook or a crazy person to even try and deny it. I mean, how can anybody claim to be both a conservative and at the same time against nativism? And it goes without saying that every other statement by the group is supportive of Israel, raging against Corbyn and the Momentum lefties for opposing Zionism. So that they've got that blatant hypocrisy hanging around their necks right from the get-go. I mean, why Turning Point? Why are the people of Israel defined by blood and ethnicity, but my English people are nothing but an abstract value? Explain that to me. I actually know the answer, but I want to see you lot explain it. Send out a tweet. So why now? Why have these kids suddenly been dumped into the discourse? Well, from what I can gather, this group have been shilling in America for some time, but now Britain has been blessed with them as well. Essentially, it's a reboot of the EDL for the Spider-Man onesie and next Netflix generation. This is the new, slick generation of conservatives who will take the fight back to the lefties. The strategy is very simple. They've caved into every left-wing talking point. It's as simple as that. Turning Point UK are to the left of where Tony Blair was 20 years ago, though they've kept the interest in Israel. And in fact, they've probably kept the same paymasters as well. But they can't stand identity politics. And that's bad news if you're a European who's having their identity systematically abolished. Instead, the core conservative value these kids put on the table is rootless consumerism and individualism, because apparently that's how you conserve things. Conserve what? Well, you conserve the status quo of global finance backing the social justice forces Turning Point claim to be fighting against. And round the merry-go-round we go as our people dwindle into minority status across the Western world. But hey, don't think about that. That's identity politics. Instead, look at what is going on in the West Bank. Damn Hamas. And Corbyn loves them. All of it's just such facile trash. It's just such garbage. But that's the point, you see. It's politics devoid of any content at all. It's activism for the social media age in which you select a character like in Final Fantasy or Skyrim and then help them power up. You don't actually have to do any thinking. Just check Twitter when the adverts are on to The Walking Dead and retweet the latest Savage Own. Don't these lefties know how Islamic countries treat gays? Gotcha, Corbyn! Turning Point UK are an obvious synthetic creation because they've been designed to operate within an arena dominated by leftist thought. That's the reason for the strategically placed non-whites and their oh-so-clever arguments that Israel is nicer for gays than Muslim countries. I noticed as well that a lot of the mainstream conservatives endorse Turning Point UK, and you can see why. Again, it was all the beacons flashing from their promotional material that they were safe. None of these kids had been sullied by the evil alt-right. Nobody was going to be outed as having ever been on a hangout with Mike Enoch. It was okay. These kids were kosher. I've been saying for a while now that the hidden hand is becoming concerned at the state of the left-right dialectic in Western politics. The left side of the seesaw is getting a little too heavy, a bit too hysterical and overbearing. If that carried on in nations in which Europeans are still a numerical majority, capable of destroying the entire framework, things could get ugly. So best just to add a bit of ballast to the right side of the seesaw, just in case. The problem is, it's too late. The discourse has shifted into explicitly anti-white or implicitly pro-white. Turning Point UK is neither, and so they were just torn apart by everybody as soon as they announced themselves. And they noticed that everybody was tearing them to bits, and they posted like a stupid Star Wars meme, as them as the plucky underdogs fighting off people on all sides. In actual fact, I mean, I could think of a better Star Wars meme to describe their situation, but no, I know they won't rise up and destroy the dark side either. So I'll catch you later. What a shower of piss these people are. It's fucking relentless. It's absolutely relentless. I'll catch you later, folks.